First things first, let's take you inside the Blues camp to start. Greg Alexander is the senior assistant coach with the New South Wales team. He's on the line tonight. Hey, Brandy.
G'day, James.
First up, a really pleasing win on Wednesday night. 6-2, the Blues, which is fantastic.
Yeah, terrific win. We played much better than the Wednesday before in Adelaide. Did a lot of things right, James. A great start to the game, very physical, even though we gave up the first try. I thought the opening 10 minutes, the way we played, the way our defensive line moved and the speed of it set up the win. And, you know, we've got some great players in this side, some blokes that can, you know, conjure up tries out of anything. And we did that, you know, and thought Damian Cook was great out of dummy half. We had a lot of great players, but I was particularly happy for Nathan. Not that we read or listen to much in the bubble, but, you know, it was pretty apparent from even people from outside telling us how much pressure Nathan was under. I thought he was outstanding.
There's a suggestion it was the best performance of Nathan's career. Would you agree with that based on what you've seen?
I guess in terms of the enormity of the match and, you know, it being a decider, I think he's played better, but in terms of, you know, what the game meant and the pressure that he was under, the focus seemed to be all on Nathan and he delivered. So I guess it was one of his most important performances, James, for sure.
So the main injury concern you have is Josh Adokar, who would be a massive blow. He's the best winger. He'll be okay. You're confident this toe injury won't be a problem?
Yeah, he'll be right. He'll just rest. He won't need to run this week, and he'll have a run on Monday. But he'll be good.
I'm blown away by. I mean, he's always been fast, but he's so much more than just a fast winger. His defence, he's strong. He reads the play well. He's a phenomenal player.
He is. I guess the reason, you know, he's able to sort of ask the money that he is asking for as a winger. He is the best winger in the competition. And you're right. But, you know, I thought Melbourne were just so dangerous this year because of the speed of their back three.
Yeah.
And a lot of that had to do with the Fox. The Fox had an incredible season, and he is more than just a speed machine on the end there. He does read things well defensively. He came up with a couple of big plays for us in Adelaide and wasn't tested that much defensively, but he can get himself out of trouble and cover plenty of ground with his speed and round players up, even if they do get the jump on him.
How tempted are you to bring a utility in for Game 3?
Well, everyone's fit, so we'll see. You know, Ryan Pappenhausen hasn't been available until this one. But, you know, I thought the boys off the bench did a great job. You know, Nathan Brown and Isaiah Yeo on debut were both outstanding, even though they didn't play huge minutes.
Yeah.
Both made a big impact on the game, and I thought Junior and Dale were great too. So it'll be very hard, James, to change the side, even though, we've got players like Cameron McInnes, who I think would be a great number 14. Some of the players that aren't, you know, mightn't get a run in this series, you know, just seem so suited to Origin. Cameron McInnes is one of those. He's just fantastic. I know what he did for the Dragons, but off the field, he's great. He's been terrific in camp. Pappenhausen, Clive Churchill medal winner. He's played 14 for the Storm and did a good job, you know, in short stints in the middle of the field. And he's so quick that he's a threat every time he touches the ball. So, yeah, there's some options there, but it'd be very hard to not go with the side that won so well in Sydney.
Before you go, the NRL today has issued the Blues with a formal warning for allowing Boyd Cordner to return after a head knock in Game 1. How has the coaching team responded to that news today?
I haven't heard that, James. That's the first I've heard of it. So
it's a formal warning from Andrew Abdo and from the NRL to the Blues, who have ruled that Boyd Cordner should not have been allowed to return in Game 1.
Yeah, James, I don't know, you know. That's the medical staff that deal with that. our doctor Nathan Gibbs went through the protocols. So and that's the first I've heard of it. So we haven't been briefed on exactly what that means, a formal warning or where it goes from here. But I'm sure we'll discuss it shortly.
Good stuff. We appreciate your time. Good luck on Wednesday. We love deciders in Origin, and we've got one at Suncorp in front of a sold-out stadium. So we appreciate your time. Thanks, Brandy.
Great. Thanks, James.
Greg Alexander, assistant coach with the New South Wales Blues.